line back. It's going to be real hard then. At that point, like, it's going to be just a start. And we're telling that, but if you stick with it, we actually have some really good incentives. There's definitely rewards and things like that. So if you push it hard, you can definitely make a lot of money. But start small, get used to it, and then I'll help you make the next step. Justin, great job on the website. I think you did an amazing job on that.
Yeah.
And Jad can too. So that's really cool. Jad says there isn't enough Jamaicans on the website.
You can hear us if we don't talk.
So should we get back in?
No, you can hear us if you don't talk. You just listen, you can hear us.
I want it.
Yeah, so that's so if you look at your calendar and kinda like get an idea of how much work you have to do. To kind of get caught up at the end of the list, just so I can have a time frame, because I know that you're,
Good news. The station that takes in like 20 pending clients.
Sorry?
The client tracker takes in like 20 freaking websites.
Is this 20 pending clients? I think so. But you're saying, is that right? Because he was looking at checking things and saying there's 20 pending clients.
Oh, it's 20 clients that need changes that don't have their information filled out in the company database.
Basically, we need more information in the customer database to boost them, so it isn't necessarily
that's like only their information letter is complete.
Or because we need to
publish.
Yeah,
there's really only bottoms up, triangle, squared.
Carl's on
Carl's. No, Carl's is on delay right now. And Twan.
Yeah.
You still say.
Yeah, right now we're doing good. Triangle, squared, and bottoms up.
Lavender Co. is still on the... I thought that was just a demo.
I signed up on Lavender Co. It's from the Alpha team. I'm not sure where. Either you were stuck.
I'm going to give you some
See, him doing one a day while working is perfect, because that means when he's not working, he can do 10. Just like that. He's already at
them.
Yeah. He grew up for that street. Mm-hmm. 10 a day is a lot, I think.
Yep.
Cool. You'd be surprised at how quickly I can get
to it. We got Sheldon.
Sheldon for Triangle Squared.
Triangle Squared is due on Friday. Bottoms up, I have to do. It'll be Monday or Tuesday. Twan, we're kind of putting on delay because there's going to be some advanced things that are going to take time, so it's on delay. But very soon. And Lavender Co. I don't know. You got to tell me.
Yeah, Lavender Co. We didn't think we put it on hiatus. Remember, you told us to not touch it.
Yeah, I just said I'm pulling it back in. Then.
Okay. Could be a flagship we could use for selling. Hell, we could just make one out of Lavender. Oh, wait, that wouldn't make sense. Sorry.
Then there's going to be a cat housing website that's coming on, another tradesman company, and two more sites that are coming up. But I'll give you all the details.
Don't want to be getting actual sales?
Your brain's rolling up, so I'll give it to you in that conference.
got, we want to be getting as limited, fully done sales as possible so that I can build the back end in these 2 weeks.
We'll need more free time, like, but
yeah. I can do the site a day and pause a free time, okay?
Should be alright. Depends on how many people use it. The problem is for the coding that I need, I need like 20 chunks of time to get into the code.
I can with my, I can't do it with Magma. I wouldn't be able to help Chris out with the QA. There's too much, like, I think one set a day might be the optimum right now, or, what do you think, two?
Yeah, but I don't know you could do the legal documents.
I couldn't, no, that's right. No, but no, I couldn't do legal documents on top of that. Yeah, if I just focus, yeah, I'd have to focus on legal documents in 2 months, or 2 weeks, whatever. You know.
That would be...
So we just don't do sales, like, for, well, maybe we could just break it up 1 week. One side a week?
1 a week we should be able to, it's just, you know, we could say that we could start getting sales, but we won't be able to start.
Like premiums, maybe, that we could make 1 a week, you know, for the next little while.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to tell our customers that we're swamped.
Exactly. And that it's going to take them 2 months to get the site built.
Okay.
That gives us time to actually get everything built and then work on it.
And we've got guaranteed sales.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's where sales doesn't stop, obviously. Yeah. That's it.
The Lavender Co. will be the last company in the Northern right
now. Okay.
Cool.
All right. And then we can just get leads to tell them 2 months development time. So,
fuck it, yeah.
So finish the ones that we're doing.
We want to put them in our queue. It's like, dudes, we're swamped, but we want to.
Kill this. I'm kind of disappointed that I made it.
Why?
It was supposed to be for like after the meeting. I don't know what
happened. Yeah, wait. Do you want to put it up then? No, no, dude. It's getting cold. We might come back out, right?
Nope.
Okay.
And we're not going to actually stop bringing in sales, obviously. But what we're going to do is we're going to start a free demo down the road a bit. So instead of it being 2 weeks, we'll say it'll be about 4 to 6 weeks. That should be a very good time frame. And even if they're not interested, we're more happy to even give them information. Or we can just kind of just keep the conversation between them going at a reasonably slow rate. And just kind of that way too.
That's a great idea.
You know, if we have to wait, you know, 72 hours, it's too long.
You know what? And then if we have, we are on time, we can beat those, beat those expectations. So say if we tell them it's 2 month delivery, and then the next week we give them the site finished. They'll be like, wow, you guys work fast. And we're like, yeah. You know what? We had this opening, you know.
We had an extra time slot. We fit in and, helped out.
You know, if we set up these expectations, we actually deliver on half that, we'll look awesome.
Exactly. Cool.
Yeah. What kind of movies does he do? What is he? What does he sell? Like
competition, like, you know, I bring in actually three other business people that all basically are gonna be jumping in the sales. Some have had the experience, some really haven't. So I'm gonna be training everyone. I can tell you that there's a good chance that one of the four will be promoted. It'll be quite the interesting race on that. So we'll see what happens.
No, but we set their expectations like long term, and then we surprise them.
Well, we don't know that. They
need to know it.
Yeah, if they bring it, we can do that too. Yeah, and then they bring it, or we can give them a little challenge.